This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. The government has cleared 8 railway multi-tracking projects involving an investment of over 20,800 crore rupees. The projects are aimed at increasing line capacity, improving operational efficiency and easing congestion. Briefing the media after the cabinet meeting yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwin. 3 projects costing over 10,783 crore rupees will cover 14 districts across West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh, adding about 656 kilometers to the existing railway network.
Secunderabad to Kajipet, if you look at it, it basically connects one major corridor which is towards Vijayawada and another corridor which is towards Mumbai. These two corridors get connected by this project. Already from Wadi to Secunderabad, work is going on, it has been approved earlier, and now from Hyderabad to Secunderabad to Kajipet. So the two major corridors where the connection points are Kajipet and Wadi, in between there is Secunderabad. These two corridors get connected by a quadrupled by a four-lining corridor. So this makes a huge traffic interchange can happen between these two corridors, and many trains which have to go from east to west or from south to east or from south to west, they can all use this corridor for their connectivity.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the cabinet decision on the railway multi-tracking projects will ensure faster passenger movement, stronger connectivity and additional freight capacity. He said the projects will strengthen rail connectivity in South India and benefit lakhs of people. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has called on BRICS countries to work together to expand opportunities for women entrepreneurs and women-led enterprises in international trade. The minister also stressed the need for easier access to credit, markets and predictable rules of business to leverage growth and opportunities for women-led enterprises. He was addressing the BRICS WBA Women-Led Development Conference in New Delhi. India has stepped up its humanitarian assistance to flood-hit Nepal with the 8th Indian Air Force aircraft carrying 35 tons of relief and rescue supplies landed in Kathmandu yesterday. Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said the latest consignment includes National Disaster Response Force, NDRF equipment, rescue gear, forensic supplies and replenishment supplies for Indian Army teams involved in the ongoing and rescue efforts. Today is the third day of Global FinTech Fest 2026 in Mumbai. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya will address Connected India, Empowered Finance, Building Trusted Digital Infrastructure for the AI Economy. In Philippines, 5 people have died and 86 remain unaccounted for after a fire broke out on a ferry off the Palawan province. The country's coast guard says the fire erupted on the MV June Astor as it neared its destination at the tourist hotspot of Koran in Palawan province. Coast guard officials say 43 people have been rescued. Coast guard Captain Noemi Kayabhyab said the vessel was carrying 134 passengers and crew when the fire broke out. Further details are available. The Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has warned countries about the growing misuse of gaming and gambling platforms for financial crimes. FATF said criminals are using gambling platforms to move money with gambling, splitting large amounts into multiple small transactions and placing unusual or coordinated bets to avoid detection. It has also flagged illegal and unlicensed online gambling as a major risk. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Odisha for today. The weather agency has forecast heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Gangetic, West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Mahi and Uttarakhand during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.